Mike Jack, 1-2. Mike Jack, a gorgeous night here in Salem at the ballpark. Mike Jack, 1-2. Mike Jack. Step aside, get you ready for the national anthem, and we'll be back in just a moment. Here's Manuel Mejias. Runner on second, dancing down the base path. This one swung on. This one lined over to Coffey. He makes the glove. Throw to first is there. Staying put is Lipscomb. And excuse me, that was Liendo, the third baseman, cutting in front of Coffey to make the play. Two away with a runner on second and a 2-0 lead for the Hillcats. Stepping in, Jose Devers. Mejias at second. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there. Count now 0-1. We apologize for the technical difficulties. Our audio stream continues to cut. 5-0 in the top of the first after a 2-run blast from the designated hitter, Mark Foglia, a no-doubter right off the crack of the bat. What a start for the Hillcats. You couldn't write up a better recipe here. That's the fourth hit of the inning. Now all the way to the eight hole. There's Lexer Sidhui, the left fielder. The first pitch. He lays down a bunt. It's perfectly placed down the left field line. Paez picks up, throws to first, not nearly in time. What an incredible bunt that just trickled right down the left field line, made Paez work all the way to the left field line in order to get to that ball. He barehanded it and threw it as quick as he possibly could, but just a textbook bunt there. Now a hit for Sidhui. Jose Pastrano batting in the nine hole. I don't know if he quite thought he'd be up this early. 5-0 Lynchburg, top of the first here in Salem. Series tied even 1-1. Pastrano calls for his first disengagement. Runner on first, two away. The first pitch. Swing and a big miss. 84 on the changeup. Pastrano out in front of that one. And the count now 0-1. How did we get here? Well, a single for Nathan Furman to start out the game. Then Angel Zarate brought him home with an RBI double. Paez kicks and deals the 0-1. Fastball upstairs, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Mike Collado did ground out to the pitcher. After that, Guy Lipscomb came up with an RBI double of his own to bring Zarate home. Mejias grounded out. Devers advanced on an error. The 1-1 foul back into the seats, and the count now at a ball and a pair of strikes. And then Felia blew this thing wide open with a two-run blast over the left field wall. You could tell off the bat that it was gone. And that is not an easy wall to hit a home run over. This is a doubles heaven park, not a home run type of a ballpark. 1-2 to Pastrano. Swung on. This one, a line drive to right, and there is Simas, the second baseman, to leap up into the air off of 1 foot and make the grab for out number three. All nine batters came up for Lynchburg in the top of the first. They lead it 5-0. This is Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB TV. Been 1-for-25, ended up with 3 hits a day ago. First pitch to Castro. Breaking ball snaps into the zone at 82, and the count now 0-1. Masuk on the other side in his career at Florida State. 2022 first team All ACC. Also a first team All American in 2022. The 0-1. Breaking ball inside at the ankles, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Four-time ACC Pitcher of the Week in February, March, April, and May. Dominated at least 1 week in pretty much all 4 months of the season. The 1-1 fouled away into right. So Messick stayed consistent in his career at Florida State. '22 Dick Hauser Trophy and Golden Spikes Award semifinalist with the Seminoles. Runner on second, nobody out. The 1-2, swing and a miss by Castro. He strikes out. A changeup got him way out in front. The count now fresh for Cutter Coffey, the shortstop coming on in. One down, runner on second for the Sox. 5-0 Lynchburg on top of Salem. First strikeout of the night for Parker Messick. Lefty on righty matchup, the first pitch. Well inside on a breaking ball, and the count now 1-0. Coffey went 0-for yesterday and then had the day off in the first game of this series, so he is hitless so far through 2 games against the Hillcats. Batting .217 on the year, the young prospect, 1-0. Chopped on the ground over to Pastrano at third. He slips, throws it over to first, and it's in time for out number two. It does advance Roman Anthony over to third, and that infield is still wet. Second time we've seen a guy slip in his movement. Albert Feliz slipped for Salem on a ball hit towards him. Thought for sure it would go in the book as an error. Instead, they ruled it a hit. One of five for Lynchburg to this point. And right there, Pastrano slipped on his throw. Ended up still getting it. The first pitch to Ronald Rosario, the designated hitter, is outside of the zone at 91 on the fastball. And it is 1-0. Two down, runner on third, 5-0 the lead. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Rosario cut at the breaking ball, and the count now 1-1. Lynchburg on top of the Red Sox. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, chopped down the left field line, carries foul. Ball and a pair of strikes for Ronald Rosario. He caught yesterday, so not catching today. Yesterday it was Daniel McCalvity, the designated hitter. Instead today, they switch. Rosario had two hits in the series opener 2 days ago. The 1-2. Swung on, fouled just back, tipped off the glove of Mejias, and will stay at a ball on a pair of strikes. Two down, runner on third for Salem. Decent crowd on hand here at the ballpark. Not a cloud in the sky. The 1-2. Check swing in at the ankles. This one might have hit Rosario. I think it did. And it is a hit by pitch. Just brushed him on the shin. The umpires talked about it momentarily. Chris Janke behind home plate calling balls and strikes. Michael Corbett out in the field. It ended up hitting Ronald Rosario. And it's runners on the corners for the Red Sox with two down. Brings up Juan Chacon. Had a really sharp day in BP today. Just felt like he was really seeing it. One of the jokesters on the team. Said he was feeling it. Said he was seeing it. But I've never seen the guy not be in a great mood. Had an outstanding diving catch on a line drive to left field yesterday. Really some SportsCenter top 10 type stuff. First pitch to Chacon. Well inside, skips up over the plate, right over his toes. Mejias able to get in front of it and block it. It's 1-0. Runner on first, and a runner on third for the Red Sox. Two down and a 5-0 lead for Lynchburg. Bottom of the first here in Salem. Masick in the stretch from the belt. Glances to first, kicks and deals the 1-0. And it's high and in on a fastball at 92. And the count now 2 balls, no strikes. Juan Chacon yesterday had a 3-for-4 day. 2 singles and a triple with a pair of RBIs and a stolen base on top of it. The 2-0. Well inside, above his toes again, 92 on the fastball. Pushing him off the plate, and it's 3-0. Messick suddenly struggling to locate that zone and pitching very inside. Salem decked out in their white uniforms, reading Red Sox across the front. They look like they just came from Boston. 3-0 to Chacon. And this one gets over the plate. Chacon thought he was walking over to first. 92 on the fastball on the inner corner. And it's 3-1. A get-me-over strike for Messick. Runners on the corners, 2 away. 3-1 pitch. Runner goes from first. Not throwing to second is Mejias. And it is a walk on 5 pitches worked by Juan Chacon. So it was a situation where Rosario felt like he was going to get there anyways. Now the base is loaded with 2 outs, trailing 5-0. Big spot here for Daniel McCalvity, the catcher. Chacon works the 5-pitch walk, and now a conversation already about to take place here. Catcher comes on in to talk things over with Parker Messick. Now here comes pitching coach Tony Arnold as well to have a conversation. Third baseman Jose Pastrano wants to join in the talk. Just a four-way dialogue here. Home plate umpire Chris Jakey coming up to look to break things up here. 5-0, Hillcats lead it over the Red Sox. 2 away, the bases juiced for Salem. And again, a big spot early on in this game for Daniel McCalvity. Batting 222 on the year with a home run and an RBI. boy, what a big spot it could be for a home run here. The first pitch. Check swing on a pitch low and in, and it's ball. Four ball number one, count 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on, fouled away, out into right. A ball and a strike now for Daniel McAlvany. Righty digs back on in. Masick, the former Sabino. Kicks and deals the 1-1. That's a fastball sabered right in there over the outside corner, and the count now 1-2. Typically a pitch you'll see a guy swing at. Instead, McAlvany looks it by. Didn't want it. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. It's dropped by Mejias, but he tags McAlvany, and that'll do it. Salem ends up stranding all three aboard. They put up no runs. They do it on one hit. No errors. And again, they leave three on base. 5-0 Hillcats on top. Top of the second. Coming up after this, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. This is inside, and the count now 1-1. Change up just inside out of the zone. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, rifled out into right, down in front of Anthony for a base hit and a leadoff single for Nathan Furman. His second hit of the day, he moves to 2-for-2 with a pair of singles to lead things off. Angel Zarate now stepping in, coming off the heels of an RBI double, and it was a great inning of offense for Lynchburg. Again, five hits, Zarate in on the party, Lipscomb, Felia, and Sadu. All of them with knocks. The first pitch, well inside, and the count now 1-0. Daniel McAlvany did a nice job of chasing to that one without letting it get away. Runner on first, nobody out. Check over to first, and it gets away from Felice. Furman taking off for second, and he is there and pumping the brakes. So another error in the book, second of the day for the Red Sox. On a pickoff attempt over to first, now Furman has second. Hillcats, the runner in scoring position, already holding a 5-0 lead. Cutter Coffey holding Furman on over there at second. Coffey playing at short. Upstairs and away for Zarate. Count now 2-0. Paez taking his time. Glances back at both the pitch clock and second base. Winds and fires the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a sky-high fly ball out at a shallow left. It's going to carry and tail foul right into the seats in left field. Two balls and a strike now for Angel Zarate. Former North Carolina Tar Heel, when you talk about what he's done so far this season, nothing but a hit-by-pitch yesterday, 0-for-3 and an HBP in the 5-2 loss. But in the 15-12 win, here's the 2-1 pitch. Just inside on a breaking ball, and the count now 3 balls and a strike for Zarate. Had an RBI on a ground down. Walked twice, did not register a hit. So Zarate hitless thus far in the series. 3-1 pitch on the way. Swung on, laced out and a left. Back towards the wall is Chacon, and it is off the wall. Chacon grabs it on a one-hopper, throws it in. It's cut off by Coffey. It'll score a run. RBI double for Angel Zarate, right on cue. Hitless in this series up to that point. Before the RBI double earlier tonight, and he's got himself another one. Furman came in to score. Here's Mike Collado. He's really been the star in the batter's box for Lynchburg this series. First pitch. Swung on, laced it a left on a line drive, carrying foul. Oh, and one now for Collado. Spells it M-A-I-C-K, pronounced Mike. 0-1 to Collado. This one swung on, driven out into left on a broken bat. Gets up over the head of Cutter Coffee. Coming in, Chacon throws it to third. Hits off the base. Flies into left field and just in foul territory. It ends up being a double for Mike Collado. Safely at third is Zarate. Now runners on second and third. Still nobody out. And a 6-0 lead for Lynchburg. Double checked it. They'll register it as a double, but I believe he would have been there regardless. Just a weird blooper on a broken bat that gets up over the head of Coffee, but wasn't deep enough for Chacon to get there. Here's Guy Lipscomb, the center fielder. He had an RBI double to start today. This is very much so how game one of this series started. Offense, offense, offense. Lynchburg jumped out to an 11-0 lead in the first game of that this series. Yesterday, more of a defensive pitching battle, and Salem won it 5-2. Runners on second and third, nobody out. 6-0 lead, top of the second, and the first pitch inside, and the count now 1-0. Paez still maintaining the hill for the Red Sox. He kicks and deals the 1-0 pitch. Ball in the zone at 89, and the count now 1-1. '80s and Aspen night this evening at the ballpark. Many of the staff decked out in KISS t-shirts, the 80s glam rock band. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled right into his own leg, trickles into left. 1-2 now for Lipscomb, and you can feel that one as he walks it off. One of the better crowds we've seen besides yesterday. Yesterday was Education Day, and with the field trips for an 11 a.m. first pitch, this place was packed. Kindergarten through 12th grade, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout of the day for Jennickson Paez. Sits down Lipscomb on the off-speed at 78. It's Manuel Mejias catching this evening. For the Hillcats. Runners on second and third, one down. 6-0 lead for Lynchburg. Top of the second, first pitch. Breaking ball snaps down into the zone in the count now, 0-1. 8 hits registered on the 6 runs so far for Lynchburg. 2 errors, though, for the Red Sox this early. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip back, and it's 0-2. Mejias did not play yesterday. In the first game, though, ended up with a pair of hits and a fielder's choice. Everyone got a hit that day in the 15-12 win. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Change up outside, back-to-back strikeouts for Jennickson Paez. Both of them swinging, and there's 2 away. Jose Devers stepping in, advanced on an error, got all the way to second, and scored in the first inning. Here's the righty shortstop. Second trip to the dish tonight comes in the top of the first. Good spot, looking at a possible 2 RBI situation. The first pitch. Fastball high in it, and the count now 0-1. Runners on second and third, 2 away. Infield playing out for Salem defensively. Paez in the stretch. From the belt up to the face, kicks and deals the 0-1. And a fastball inside makes it even at a ball and a strike. Devers batting .310 on the year, 9 RBIs. Does have a home run. Wasn't here in Salem. He's back home in Lynchburg. 1-1 pitch to Devers. just inside on the 77-mile-an-hour changeup. The count now, two balls and a strike. You look at Jedickson Paez, Atinaquillo, Venezuela, 19-year-old righty. He winds and fires the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Put that off speed out in front. The count now 2-2. Signed as an international free agent in 2021. $450,000 signing bonus. Goes with the fastball topping out at 92. Works in the curveball and the changeup as well. The 2-2. Swung on, chopped on the ground to third. There is Liendo, and he makes the tag in the base path. As Mike Collado was trying to make his way to third, there's out number three. 6-0. Hillcats on top of the Red Sox. Bottom of the second on tap after this. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Albert Feliz crushed that one so hard off the wall he has to pump the brakes at first. Didn't even have a chance to round for second because that thing was crushed. And in most ballparks, that thing was out of here. Instead, a single for Albert Feliz to lead things off. So back-to-back leadoff knocks for the Red Sox and back-to-back innings. The offense isn't not there. It's just the defense certainly isn't giving up six runs in two innings. Here's Carson Simas, first pitch, chopped on the ground. Coming on from third is Pastrano. It skips away on an error, and there's runners on first and second. Simas advances on an error. Feliz chunks his way over to second base. Puts up the nine-hole hitter, Abram Liendo now, the third baseman for the Red Sox. Parker Messick on the hill, still here for the Hillcats. Former Florida State Sabatel, 2022 All-ACC, first-team All-American, 16-8 with a 3.1 ERA all-time at Florida State. Played in 48 games. Only gave up 22 hits that entire time. First pitch to Liendo in there for strike number one on a changeup, and the count now 0-1. Runners on first and second, nobody out. 6-0 lead for Lynchburg. Sick from the belt, glances to second, kicks and deals the 0-1. High and in. Liendo does his best job to get away from that ball. Limbo's away from it, that's what I was trying to say. Showing off the athleticism and the flexibility. 1-1 pitch to Liendo. This one down at the ankles. Brushes him off the plate again in the count now 2-1. Two hits now for the Sox. Two errors is the other issue. One error for Lynchburg. The 2-1. Swung on, chopped on the ground to Pastrano. This time he grabs it, steps on third, throws to first. The throw to first is in time. Everybody in the ballpark does not agree. With all due respect to the umpires, Michael Corbett and Chris Janke, from up here, the throw looked just late. But in a bang-bang play, I would not want to have their job. And they make the call for the out, so regardless, there are two away on a double play turned by Jose Pastrano. Top of the order now, Roman Anthony coming off the heels of a leadoff double. Back in the first. Runner on second, two away. First pitch outside, and it's 1-0. Roman Anthony, just a different specimen in batting practice. Just feels like the balls hit a little bit harder when he's there. The crack of the bat just rings out a little bit more through Salem Memorial Ballpark. The 1-0. Outside again on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 2-0. Such a powerful hitter is Roman Anthony, and he's shown it so far all season long. Big stature, great in right field. 2-0 pitch. Swung on, this one hit hard on the ground to Furman. He gloves it at his knees, throws over to first in time for out number three. 4-3 put out ends the inning for the Red Sox. Despite getting a pair of hits, they still trail it, now 6-0. Top of the third coming up after this. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Top of the third on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all evening long. It's the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. 6-0, your score. They put up a five spot in the top of the first. They put up another run in the top of the second. And here we are, 6-0, heading into the top of the third. 8 hits so far for Lynchburg, 2 for Salem. An error for Lynchburg and a pair of errors for the Red Sox. Leading us off here in the top of the third, the designated hitter, Mark Filia. Last time up, Filia killed the ball over the left field wall for a two-run homer. That made it a 5-0 ball game at that point. What a way to start the game for him. It was a no-doubter off the bat. He's up for the second time tonight. Still Jedickson Paez on the bump for Salem, going into now his third inning of work. Got the start tonight for the Red Sox. The first pitch is on the way, and it is a breaking ball over the plate. The count now 0-1. Jedickson Paez, the 2021 Latin Program Pitcher of the Year for the Red Sox organization. Winds and fires the 0-1 pitch. It's a breaking ball inside at 83, and the count now at a ball and a strike. Participated in the Fall Performance Program in 2021. 1-1 pitch on the way. Well inside, it actually got behind Mark Filia. Count now 2-1. Paez lucky that he didn't hit him. Only pitched one game so far this season. It was a start. It was on the road at Carolina against the Mudcats. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball inside at 89 in the count now. 3 balls and a strike. Back on the 13th at Carolina, pitched 4 whole innings, gave up 2 hits. Only the 1 earned run, 1 walk, did have 4 strikeouts. Currently with a 2.25 ERA, so not bad stuff up to this point by Paez, but struggling a little bit here. The 3-1. Inside and a 5-pitch walk worked to lead things off for Mark Filia. Only the first walk tonight for Jedickson Paez. Despite that, though, he's given up 8 hits. A couple of errors in the field as well, not helping him out. Here's Lexer Sidhui, the left fielder. He singled in his first at-bat. The first pitch. Fastball simmered in there on the outside corner at 88. The count now 0-1. Paez at the belt. Nods his head. The 0-1 offering. Swing and a chopper over to Seamoss at second. Gets away from his glove. Another error for the Sox. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Error number 3 on the day for the Salem Red Sox. Uncharacteristic mistakes. I think, not to make excuses, but I think that slippery. It's visually wet, and it didn't rain today, so it was freshly watered. It is visually wet on the infield past the baselines. First pitch on the way to Jose Pastrana. 77 miles an hour, it finds the zone on curveball on the count now 0-1. So down the base paths, it's a lighter colored dirt. It is visibly wet. And there's been multiple slips for either side. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Change up outside, and the count now quickly 0-2 for Jose Pastrana. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. 6-0, Lynchburg on top. It's been a bizarre type of a game so far. Four errors combined between the two teams, three of them for Salem. We're only in the top of the third. The 0-2, swing and a drive out into left. Underneath it is Chacon. Comes charging in to make the catch, and there's one away. Fly out to left field, sits down Jose Pastrana in the nine hole, and back to the top of the order we go with Nathan Furman. Second baseman, 2-for-2 today, his third trip to the dish. A pair of singles, he scored both times that he was on the base paths. Runners on first and second, one down, top of the third here in Salem. Paez, the first pitch. Breaking ball in there, and the count 0-1. Probably about 20% on the capacity tonight at Salem Memorial. Lights on, sun is setting, gorgeous night for baseball. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball just outside at 76, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Furman batting .457 on the year so far. Stuff that you just can't make up. It's a wild number. Granted, it's early. The 1-1. Off speed, snaps down into the zone, and the count now 1-2. Has had multiple multi-hit games. One against Myrtle Beach, had two hits. Two hits tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on, this one sliced down the right field line. Feliz throws to second. Throwback to first is not in time, but he does get the force out over at second. Relaying it to Cutter Coffey. So Sadui has sat down on his way to second. It is a fielder's choice for Nathan Furman. Mark Felia makes his way over to third. Runners on the corners here with two away. Angel Zarate. Pair of RBI doubles. He was hitless so far in the series heading in to today, and now two RBI doubles to start his afternoon. Runners on the corners, two away, first pitch, runner takes off from first. Hit hard on the ground over to Simas at second. Makes the glove, throws to first in time for out number three. Salem holds them scoreless despite runners on the base path. 6-0 Hillcats on top. Bottom of the third after this. Red Sox baseball on MILB TV. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball finds the zone at 91 miles an hour, painting the outside corner, and it's 2-2. Good time to bring you our Salem Red Sox trivia. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball outside, and the count worked full by Alan Castro. As always, in the third inning, we bring you our trivia. So you can always look out for it in the third inning every single game. The 3-2. Swing and a miss, Castro. A swinging strikeout for the second time tonight. Only the second strikeout for Parker Messick now at his third inning of work. Cutter Coffey, the shortstop, comes up to the dish. Here's your trivia question, and you can tweet at us your answer using the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. First pitch to Coffey. Breaking ball slices into the zone, and the count now 0-1. Again, using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. 0-1 pitch. Fast fastball below the knees, and they count now even at a ball and a strike. Between 2012, Michael Corfor was the runners aboard, first and second with two down. It's a 6-0 lead for the Hillcats over the Red Sox. He appears to obviously have taken to catching. Went to high school less than 2 miles from 2021 first-round pick Marcelo Mayer, playing up with the drive. Here's the 0-2. Sliced on the ground, gloved by Pastrano on a diving grab, throws to first, and it pulls Collado off the bag. McCalvity's aboard. The bases are loaded with two down here in the bottom of the third for the Red Sox. See if they give the Sox a hit or if they put it as an error. My eyes are on the scoreboard. No update yet. You'd have to think an error, but it was a tough play to make on a diving grab and a tough throw. It is an error against Lynchburg. So an 8-5 has the bases loaded for the Sox. First pitch to Albert Feliz. Outside, and the count now 1-0. Curveball couldn't locate that time for Parker Messi. Bases juiced, two down, 6-0 lead, the 1-0. Finds the inner corner of the zone on a changeup in the count 1-1. Feliz tried to sell that, pulling himself off the plate. He does kind of crowd that plate, though, especially with his shoulders and his chest, and the count now 1-1. And the pitch. Swing and a big miss on the changeup. 1-2. Albert Feliz, 19 years old, out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, the 1-2. Swung on, lifted into the air, out into shallow center. Coming on is Lipscomb, drops in front of him for a base hit. Two runners will score for the Red Sox. Two RBI single. 6-2 ball game. Sox back within four, runners on the corners with two away. What a big knock for Albert Feliz. How about 2-for-2 on the day? Two RBI single. Coffey scored. Juan Chacon came home to score. Daniel McCalvin comfortable over there at third. Here's Carson Simas. And now we're going to get a pitching change here, it looks like, for the Hillcats. Second mound visit to Parker Messick. We had a conversation up in the broadcast booth about, man, Salem's going to have a tough time the first time they have to go against Parker Messick. And yeah, that will be his day as he trots on back. The conversation was, man, they're going to have a really tough time because he's so darn good. He was shut down in college. He was really good so far this season. On top of it, just a really tough guy to hit against. A guy that looked like he wasn't going to be in single A for very long and probably still won't. Not that he had a terrible outing, but has given up now three hits. Two errors didn't help either by his teammates, but the runs are there. So new pitcher coming on out for the Hillcats. Look at the pitching numbers so far today. Messick ended up pitching 2 2/3 innings, gave up three hits, two runs, both of them earned. Had three walks, four strikeouts with a 2.13 ERA. Runners on the corners, two outs. Warm-up pitches obviously in order here. Trying to get a number. Very difficult jerseys to read. Gray jerseys with neon green numbers for the Hillcats. Don't get me wrong, they're sharp, but they're a broadcaster's nightmare. 36. Finally able to grab that. Orquelin Vasquez now on the hill for the Hillcats. Here's Carson Simas, the righty, digging on in. Runners on the corners. Two away, 6-2. Hillcats lead, and it's Orquelin Vasquez out of the bullpen for the first time for Lynchburg. The righty Kicks and deals the first pitch. And it's a breaking ball right over the plate to count now 0-1. Righty on righty matchup between Vasquez and Simas, who advanced on an error in his first at bat. Vasquez deals the 0-1. Swung on, line drive it right down for a base knock. Coming home to score is Daniel McCalvity. Runners on first and second. RBI single for Carson Simas. And a three-run scoring inning so far for the Sox, all of which come with two outs. Six-three-year score, Lynchburg on top of Salem. Here's Abram Liendo, the nine-hole hitter. Eighth guy to bat today for the Sox. Runners on first and second, two away. The first pitch to Liendo. Swung on, lifted high out into shallow left. Coming underneath it, Sadui makes the left-handed grab to end the inning. Salem scores three. They cut the lead in half, make it a 6-3 ball game. Top of the fourth after this. This is Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB TV. Salem able to put up a three spot in the bottom of the third. Five runs in the first and one in the second for Lynchburg. That's how we have a 6-3 ball game. Folks, we got to bring you our Red Sox trivia answer. First, the first pitch, though, to Lipscomb. Breaking ball snaps down into the zone and the count now 0-1. So the question was, between 2012 and 2018, four Red Sox batters hit 20 home runs, stole 20 bases in the same season. Name the quartet. The 0-1 pitch. Bunt squibbed away into right. Count quickly 0-2. We had one answer with the hashtag Salem Sox broadcast on Twitter. The guess was Mookie Betts, Jacoby Ellsbury, Bradley and Hanley Ramirez. That is unfortunately incorrect, but it is close. Two of the four are correct. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on, chopped down the right field line, and it carries foul. We'll stay at 0-2. So appreciate you, Sean. That is incorrect, but again, it is close. Keep on tweeting at us, hashtag Salem Sox broadcast all season long for trivia. Your thoughts on the game and anything else you want to chat about. The answer, though, Mookie Betts, Andrew Benintendi, Jacoby Ellsbury, and Dustin Pedroia. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the curveball. Two away. Third strikeout of the night for Jenickson Paez. Here's Manuel Mejias. Catching today. 0-2 on the evening with a strikeout and a ground out to third. First pitch, swing and a miss. Tipped off the glove of McCalvity on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Top of the fourth here in Salem, 6-3-year score. Hillcats on top of the Red Sox, but the Sox with three unanswered. The 0-1 pitch from Paez. Swing and a miss again. This time got him to chase after the curveball. 0-2. So his changeup will clock in about 82. The curveball down in the 70s around 76 to 78. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball again. This time just out of the zone. That's a really nice 12-6 movement. And down go the Hillcats, 1-2-3. Back-to-back strikeouts out of Jedickson Paez. He totals 4 so far on the day, and 4 complete innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Salem on a little bit of a run. They trail it 6-3. Bottom of the fourth after this. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Ball in the count 2-0 for Roman Anthony. Anthony and I were chatting before the ball game. Here's the 2-0. Swung on, skied out into the air and to left. On the track, making the running catch, falling into the wall is Lipscomb for out number one. It's an Aspen night this evening at the ballpark. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater with you. 6-3 your score. Lynchburg on top of Salem. We get you set up for the top of the fifth. Jedickson Paez still on the hill for the Red Sox. First time he's pitched this deep this year. In his one outing, he only pitched 4. And the first pitch to Jose Devers is sliced foul into left. It's 0-1. Jose Devers batting 300. Grounded out, advanced on an error, ended up scoring so far today. Devers did not play yesterday. However, he did play in game one of the series. This one outside at 79, the count now even at a ball and a strike. Had 3 hits, went 3-for-3. With 3 RBIs in game one. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, roped up the middle, and it's down for a leadoff base hit for Jose Devers. Good way to start if you're Lynchburg, and there's one aboard with nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. Mark Felea, the designated hitter. Homered in his first at-bat, walked in his second. 2-run shot over the left field fence to blow this game open. First pitch. Breaking ball below the knees, and the count now 1-0. Runner on first, nobody out. Paez, the 1-0. Runner takes off from first. Swing and a miss. Throw over to second is not in time. Sliding in safely on a stolen bag is Jose Devers. McCalvity with a nice throw, just not enough. Runner on second now with nobody out. And a 1-1 count. A lot of 80s t-shirts in the crowd this evening. Gorgeous night for baseball. The 1-1 pitch. Below the knees on a breaking ball, and the count now 2-1. Paez, 4 strikeouts today. Winds and fires the 2-1. outside on a curveball, and it's now three balls and a strike. Well, it's a good time to give you your organization scoreboard here. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup at 83 in the count now 3-2. Runner on second, nobody out. Full count for Felea. The payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. And a full count walk worked by Felea. Now runners on first and second. Lexer Shadoui, the left fielder. Let's go ahead and give you an update around the Red Sox organization. Your score here, 6-3. Lynchburg leading it over Salem. Series is tied 1-1. First pitch to Shadoui. Swing and a miss on a curveball, and it's 0-1. In Greenville up in High A, 11-6. Greensboro on top of the Greenville Drive. Paez kicks and deals the 0-1. Breaking ball outside at 76, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Top of the sixth in Greenville, and again a Greensboro 11-6 lead. Looking over to Worcester. Here's the 1-1. Upstairs and away at 82, and the count now 2-1. Worcester against Lehigh Valley, the Iron Pigs. Worcester leads it 6-2. They head into the top of the sixth inning. Worcester 7-9 on the year. Two games below 500. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on, chopped foul into right. 2-2. Runners on first and second, still nobody out. Portland Sea Dogs in Double A playing the Reading Fighting Phils. 5-2, the final score in that one earlier today. It was a 1 o'clock first pitch. Portland winning it over Reading. 2-2, runners go. Slice down the left field line, and it'll be a base hit. Devers comes home to score. 7-3. Lynchburg extends the lead. Now there's runners on first and second after the RBI single from Lexer Shadoui. Bottom of the order now for the Hillcats. Jose Pastrano digging in. Finally, the Boston Red Sox today as we get a mound visit, and that will be the day for Jedickson Paez. Made it through four complete innings, faced three batters, and it resulted in a pair of hits and a walk here in the fifth. So Liam Carroll ends up making the decision to pull him out. You look at his official stat line up to this point. As he exits the ballgame, Paez, four innings pitched, nine hits, six runs, only three of them earned with all of the errors, three to be exact. Two walks, four strikeouts, did give up the home run. So Paez, in only his second game played so far in Salem, is done for the day. Gabriel Jackson now in the ballgame. Been a game that the errors have played such a big role because Salem has scored on two. They've committed three themselves. Lynchburg has two errors, and it's 7-3. Salem felt like they were making a little bit of a comeback. Now a little bit of a run here. for Lynchburg in the top frame of the fifth. Let's tell you about the new man on the hill. Gabriel Jackson, 6'2", 205, out of Samana, Dominican Republic, a 21-year-old righty. Signed as an international free agent all the way back in 2018. Tops out at 94 on the fastball. He'll give you the slider between 84 and 88. Working the changeup in the high 80s between 87 and 89 as well. Pitched last season right here in Salem. The first pitch swung on, roped out in the left. Underneath it. Oh, he dropped it. Juan Chacon dropped it at his knees. Had to be a routine flyout, and it wasn't. And now the fourth error of the ball game for the Red Sox. There's runners on every single base. Base is juiced here for the Hillcats with still nobody out in the top of the fifth. You can't drop that one. Gotta be a catch. 9 times out of 10 it is, especially for him. Bases loaded for the top of the order in Nate Furman. Ready on lefty matchup. First pitch, fastball upstairs at 92, and it's 1-0. Jackson last year in Salem, 5.27 ERA. Went 7-8, 25 appearances, 13 of them were starts, actually. 65 strikeouts. Here's the 1-0. Fastball outside at 91, and it's 2-0. Pitched 94 innings, gave up 111 hits, 65 runs, 55 of them were earned. 39 walks and 65 strikeouts is not bad, though. 2-0. Fastball outside again, and it's 3-0. Bases juiced, nobody out. 7-3 lead for Lynchburg. And you got a guy at the dish who's red hot, batting .444, and he's 2-for-3 today. 3-0. This one was a get-me-over strike at 91. Furman thought he had the walk. 3 balls and a strike. Nathan Furman, the former Charlotte 49er, the 3-1 pitch. Fastball inside. Every fastball on that at-bat. And now it's a walk worked and a run walked in by Gabriel Jackson to Nathan Furman. So coming in to score, Mark Filia, third. Sadui shifts over to third. Pastrano to second. Furman comfortable at first. Here's Angel Zarate, the lefty. Bases loaded, still nobody out. 8-3, Lynchburg on top. Line drive into left. This one's down for a base hit. It'll score 2. The throw into third. Not nearly in time as Leandro picks it up off the ground. 2 RBI. Double by Angel Zarate. Furman makes it over to third. Sadui scores. Pastrano scores. Runners on second and third. Still nobody out. 9-3 the lead. Should be 10-3. No, one scored. I apologize. Runners on. No, it should have been 2 score. Yep, 10-3. There it is on the scoreboard. My apologies. Took a second for the second run to pop up there. Here's Mike Collado. Swinging away, foul ball into right. 0-2. This is Jordan Brown. Came in to pinch hit the previous inning. The 0-2. Swung on, lifted out into center. Castro running underneath it, makes the catch. Chucks it in. Got it to the catcher, McCalvany, to the right. And now this skips away from McCalvany. So a run will score on the sack fly, and Zarate gets over to third on the bad throw. Now runner on third. 11-3 the lead. Still only one out. Guy Lipscomb, now the lefty, stepping in. Zarate on third. First pitch. Fastball over the plate. It's 0-1. Top of the fifth in Salem. A five spot here. 0-1. Swung on, chopped foul. 0-2. Eleven hits on 11 runs for Lynchburg. Four hits on three runs for Salem. Quite lopsided. 0-2. Chopped over to Felice at first. The glove, step on the bag. Two away, but coming into score is Anahel Zarate. It's a 12-3 lead. All of a sudden, it's turning into a blowout here in Salem. After a 6-0 start for Lynchburg, it looked like Salem was coming back, made it 6-3. Now it's 12-3. Here's Mejias. First pitch outside at 92, and it's 1-0 for Mejias. Ninth guy up. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, sliced foul into left, and it's 1-1. Mejias struck out twice today and grounded out. He's 0-3. Gabriel Jackson kicks and deals the 1-1. Swung on, chopped on the ground to Felice at first. Routine grab, steps on the bag, out number three. A six spot in the top of the fifth for the Lynchburg Hillcats. They lead it 12-3. Another marathon of offense, just like game one. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. It's Thursday, which means it's not the Salem Red Sox. It's the Salem Beer Mongers here at the ballpark. They trail 12-3 against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Heading into the bottom of the fifth. A sixth spot in the top of this frame by Lynchburg. First pitch to Ronald Rosario is way outside on an 81-mile-an-hour changeup, and it's 1-0. Still Ward Kelia Vasquez maintaining the hill for Lynchburg. It's now his third inning of work. Kicks and deals the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball snaps in at 77. What a nice looking pitch in the count now 1-1. Ball and a strike. Here's the pitch to Rosario. Upstairs in the count now 2-1. Rosario so far today struck out and was hit by a pitch. The 2-1 on the way. Swung on, hit on the ground over to third. Pastrano makes the grab, throws to first. A sky-high grab, and stepping on the bag is Collado on a high throw for out number one. 5-3 put out, sits down Ronald Rosario. Here's Juan Chacon. Tough error on the defensive side for Chacon out and left. Looked like a routine fly out. Just didn't quite come underneath it enough. Dropped it at his knees. Now a chance maybe to redeem himself at the dish. The first pitch to Chacon. Swung on. This one roped. Coming out as the shortstop. Devers up the middle, and he makes the grab and the throw to first for out number two. Two away. 6-3 on that ground out. There's Daniel McAlvany, the catcher. 0-2 today as well. First pitch to McAlvany. Hit him. Hit him on the back of the shoulder. First pitch, he trots over to first. Runner on first with two away. Here's Albert Feliz. Again, Miguel Blais not in the lineup tonight, and the reason for that is just some much-deserved rest. His off night here on Thursday. Feliz, 2-for-2 on the day with two RBIs. Both of them singles. First pitch. Skips away from Mejias. Free bag. Now for McAlvany. A wild pitch. Runner in scoring position on second now with a 1-0 count. Two away. Quick conversation between Mejias and Vasquez. 12-3 your score. Hillcats lead it over the Red Sox. Albert Feliz quietly batting just under 300 this year at 294. Doesn't feel like one of the like Chacon and Blais and Coffey and Anthony just have these big swings, big drives. Doesn't feel like that with Feliz, but does it when it counts. A lot of singles, a couple of doubles. Here's the 1-0. Fastball ball over the plate, paints the inner corner, and it's 1-1. Second, two away. Swing and a chopper down the left field line. 1-2 now. Albert Feliz. Big power hitter on the scouting report. Tied the DSL Red Sox program lead with 9 home runs in 2019. 1-2. Side, and it's 2-2. It was the most hit by a Red Sox DSL player since 2006. Spent 2021 and 2022 down in Fort Myers in the Florida Complex League, now in his first year with Salem. The 2-2. Outside, and the count full. Two down, runner on second, full count. 12-3 the lead for Lynchburg. Vasquez in the stretch. Kicks and deals the 2-2. Outside, and now it's full. Apologies, two different scoreboards here. The TV one said 3-2. Stadium one said 2-2. I went with the wrong one. So now the count full, the payoff pitch. Breaking ball. Rings him up. Late strike call. Feliz started walking to first, and it's an ending backwards K. First strikeout of the day for Vasquez. And sits down the Red Sox. 12-3. We head to the top of the sixth. Hillcats on top. This is Red Sox Baseball presented by MILB TV. Welcome back to the ballpark here on MILB TV. First pitch out of the zone, and the count now 1-0 for Jose Devers. 12-3, Lynchburg on top of Salem, the 1-0 pitch. Inside on a changeup, and the count now, they call it a strike, and it's 1-1. Gabriel Jackson still on the hill for the Red Sox. He winds and fires the 1-1. Swung on, fouled away into right. 2. So far today, Devers advanced on an error, grounded out, coming off the heels of a single. He has scored and crossed home plate twice. The 1-2. Sliced on the ground down the third baseline. Bluffed by Leando. Throw to first. Not in time. Boy, that one was close again. Second time today that the crowd does not agree with Michael Corbett, and they really don't agree with this one. Regardless, it's a base hit for Jose Devers, and there's no review. Designated hitter Mark Filia now up. 1-for-1 with a pair of walks. That one, slam over the left field wall for a home run. First pitch. Pass ball over the plate. Inside corner in the count 0-1. No Red Sox has hit a home run in the park yet. Only Delmarva and now Lynchburg with home runs over the wall here at Salem Memorial. The 0-1. Upstairs and away on a fastball at 92, and it's 1-1. Three, top of the sixth here in Salem. Red Sox with a lot of work to do. The 1-1 skied up into the air into shallow right. Roman Anthony camps underneath it to make the grab. There's one away. Xer Sadui now, the left fielder, stepping in. Guys, a special one today for the first day in Red Sox history. This one swung on, lined out into left. Runners now on first and second. Two hits so far in the inning. A single for Lexer Sadui on the first pitch that he sees. Special one for our today in Red Sox history. Back in 1912, the Red Sox defeat New York 7-6 in 11 innings in the first game ever played at Fenway Park. Happy birthday, Fenway Park. 1912. First game played at Fenway Park. One of the most historic ballparks in Major League Baseball. First pitch outside at the count now 1-0 for Jose Pastrano in the 9-hole. Runner on first and second. One down, 12-3 the lead. 13 hits on 12 runs for Lynchburg. Very similar to their first game. The 1-0. Swung on, line drive caught by Simas. Throw to second, not in time for the double play. Tried to get a force with Coffee. Crowd thought it was in time. Didn't like Michael Corbett very much tonight. Field umpire. Regardless, Pastrano sat down on the second out. Would have been an inning-ending double play. Instead, top of the order, Nate Furman comes up. 2-for-3 today with a walk. Runners on first and second, two down. 9-run lead for Lynchburg. First pitch to Furman. Breaking ball outside, and it's 1-0. Pitch swung on, lifted high out into shallow left. Everybody called off by Chacon, and he makes the grab for out number 3. Two hits, but no runs. No no errors, two left on base. Bottom of the sixth coming up after this. Two up for the Sox. Simas, Liendo, then the top of the order with Roman Anthony. 12-3 this score. Hillcats on top of the Red Sox. This is Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB TV. Back to baseball here on MILB TV. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all night long. 12-3 your score. Lynchburg on top of Salem. Here's Carson Simas. Still Vasquez on the hill. He kicks and deals the first pitch. Swung on, laced down the left field line. Pastrano is there. Throw across the diamond in time. And on the first pitch, the first out. 5-3 on the putout. Here's the nine-hole hitter, Abram Liendo, out of Maracay, Venezuela. 0-for-2 today, hit into a double play in the second. Flew out in the third, the first pitch. Breaking ball outside at 83, and it's 1-0. Pitch. Pulling away for bunt was Liendo, but they'll say that he went anyways, and the count now 1-1. A switch hitter, Liendo, deciding to go lefty tonight. The 1-1. Way high and in on a 91 mile an hour fastball, and it's 2-1. 19 years old. Played second base almost exclusively in 2021, but saw some time at shortstop. Change up in the zone, and it's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Two outs. Abram Liendo strikes out, the second strikeout for Vasquez. Top of the order with Roman Anthony. Him and I were chatting earlier today, and it's such a small world. I grew up in Syracuse, New York, and he asked, hey, where are you from? I told him his dad grew up in Syracuse, New York, went to Le Moyne College right in Syracuse. The first pitch to Anthony. Breaking ball inside, and the count 1-0. And it just shows how small the world is. Roman Anthony, one of the better prospects in the Red Sox organization. The 1-0 swung on, fouled back into the seats, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down, nobody on. The pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 on the changeup. Roman Anthony, drafted in the second round of the 2022 draft by Boston. Former Ole Miss commit, the 1-2. Got him looking. 75 on the curveball. That'll do it. 1-2-3 go the Red Sox. Back-to-back strikeouts from Vasquez. 12-3. heading to the top of the seventh. Hillcats on top. We'll be back after this. Top of the seventh here for you in Salem. 12-3, Lynchburg leads it over the Red Sox. Angel Zarate, 1-0 count, swung on. Chopped down the ground, Simas coming on from second, throw to first is there. There's one away. Gorgeous evening for baseball, scoreboard not so much. Salem, just the defense hasn't been there. Four errors so far tonight. Offense got to do a little bit more, just a tough outing. Here's the first pitch. Jordan Brown looks it in for ball number one upstairs, and it's 1-0 on a fastball outside of the zone. This game really has gone by at a quick speed, though. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 84 on the changeup. Brown was out in front of that one. The count now at a ball and a strike. Still Gabriel Jackson, second guy thrown today for Salem. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Count now 1-2. Fastball blown right by him. Paez didn't have his best stuff. Now Jackson. And you know, Salem only throwing two guys, though. Able to reserve a little bit going forward. Still a long series. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. A little changeup, fastball, changeup action. Pulls Jordan Brown, and he strikes out. First strikeout for Gabriel Jackson today, and here's Guy Lipscomb, the center field. One of the guys on this team batting plus 300. First pitch to Lipscomb. Swung on, lifted out on the left. Chuck Cohn is there. Out number three. Real quick work of the Hillcats made by Gabriel Jackson. Bottom of the seventh. After this, it's the seventh inning stretch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. 12-3 your score. We bring you the bottom of the seventh here in Salem. It's the Hillcats dominating over the Red Sox tonight. Still plenty of baseball left to go, but Salem down to their final nine outs. Here's Alan Castro. First pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the fence, and it's 0-1. Magnus Ehlerts, the new arm on the hill. Drafted in 2022 from the Cleveland Guardians. 11th round, pick number 331. Out of Florida Southwestern State Junior College. And a pitch time violation. And the count now 1-1. Righty on lefty matchup with Magnus Ehlerts and Alan Castro. The 1-1 upstairs, and the count now 2-1. I'm seeing 1-2. Yeah, no, it's 2-1, and the umpire correcting the scoreboard. I was going to say because he pointed to the pitcher. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball in there. Yeah, the umpire just gave the punch-out call. And he's now correcting himself that it's 2-2. So forgive me, we're getting mixed signals from the scoreboard and the umpire, but it's 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Inside, and the count worked full. Bizarre, the umpire didn't even. I mean, he gave the full-blown punch-out, kick of the leg, ring him up. No, 2-2. Now it's 3-2, the payoff pitch. Now you can ring him up. Fastball right over the plate at 94 from Magnus Ehlerts. Alan Castro struck out looking. Here's Cutter Coffee, the shortstop at the dish. Ehlerts only played 1 year for Florida Southwestern State Junior College. Here's the first pitch over the plate. 95 on that fastball, and it's 0-1. 6'5", 225 for the 22-year-old. Can absolutely throw chatter on the bump. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, fouled away into right. Pay attention if you're up there, folks. That spot of the ballpark's been busy. Quickly 0-2 for Cutter Coffee. Coffee, an 18-year-old, drafted in the second round in 2022. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him up high. Blew the fastball right by him. And back-to-back strikeouts from Magnus Eller. It's Ronald Rosario, the designated hitter. Coffee tried to pull back on that one, but he was way well around on the high fastball. First pitch, check swing by Rosario. They'll say he goes anyways. 87 in the dirt, and it's 0-1. Breaking ball outside. Count now 1-1 for Rosario. In high school, Ehlerts was first-team all-region selection at Woodbridge Senior High School. Struck out 22 in 12 innings during his abbreviated senior season. The 1-1. Fastball over the plate, painting the inside corner, 95. One of the faster arms we see at single A all season so far. And again, it's that 6'5 reach. Can just absolutely shove it. Woodridge, Virginia native. Had a 2.48 ERA with 101 strikeouts in college. The 1-2. Swung on, fouled away. Where? Right field, where it's been all night long. Ball and a strike for Ronald Rosario, the DH. 12-3. Lynchburg leads it over Salem. Nobody on, 2 outs. Bottom of the seventh here at Curley and Clinic Field. A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. 95 mile an hour blown right by Rosario. And Magnus Ehlerts comes in and strikes out the side. How about that? Top of the eighth coming up after this. 12-3, Hillcats lead. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Top of the eighth here in Salem. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater with you. 12-3, Lynchburg leads it over Salem. New pitcher on the hill, Michael Valera. Swing and a miss on a foul ball. Manuel Mejias just gets a piece of the bat on it. Foul tip, and the count now 0-1. 0-for-4 today is the catcher, Mejias. Valera, third pitcher today for Salem. Delivers a fastball on the outside corner at 93. It's 0-2. Jedickson Paez had the start. Gabriel Jackson came in for a few innings. Here's Valera, the 0-2. Swung on, chopped on the ground to third. Liendo is there. Throw across the diamond, peppered in time. What a throw. There's one away. That was a really impressive throw. That thing was on a frozen rope. Back over to first. Here's Jose Devers having himself a day. 2-for-4 on the afternoon, the first pitch. Fastball high and in, and it's 1-0. Or foul into left field, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Michael Valera so far this year, 7.71 ERA. He's played in three games. 4 2/3 innings pitched. This one skips away from catcher McCalvity on a fastball inside. It's 2-1. Seven strikeouts so far this year for Valera. Here's the 2-1. Fastball finds the inner corner of the zone at 94, and it's even at 2-2. Played in three games so far this season. Pitched a game against Delmarva and a pair against Carolina. 2-2, skied away, foul into right, will stay even at 2-2. Valera, 6-2 out of San Pedro de Macarís in the Dominican Republic. A hotbed for baseball in the DR. Kicks and deals the 2-2. Swung on, sliced into left. Yesterday, an 11:05 first pitch. You'll only see one more of those here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-2. Salem ended up winning it. Salem went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pitchers deep. Game one. Only three today. Now four. First pitch, or the 1-2, excuse me, upstairs, and it's now 2-2. And a correction, Valera, the third guy in today. On the other side, three pitchers as well. Magnus Ellard struck out the side in his first inning moments ago. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Threw the fastball past him at 91. First strikeout of the day for Michael Valera. Sits down the designated hitter, Mark Folia. Here's Lexer Seduig. Quietly a great day for him. An RBI single, two singles on top of it. 3-for-4 on the afternoon. Got on base two with an error. First pitch. Skips away from the catcher, McCalvany. Not moving is Jose Devers at first. He stays put. 12-3 this score. Two down with a runner on first for the Hillcats. Lynchburg leads it over Salem. Here in the top of the eighth. Valera kicks and deals the 1-0. Below the knees again, and it's 2-0. The Boston Red Sox won earlier today against the Minnesota Twins. Final score of that one, 11-5. Red Sox moved to 500, 10-10 on the year. 2-0 pitch. Fastball in the zone. It's 2-1. Look across the organization for the Red Sox. 12-3 our score here. Greenville down 6-13, against Greensboro and High A. Here's the 2-1. Below the knees, it's 3-1 after a fastball out of the zone. They're in the bottom of the eighth. Worcester on top of Lehigh Valley, 7-3, heading into the ninth. Portland beat Reading earlier today. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. They're going to say it was a foul tip. It skipped away from McCalvany. They wouldn't let Devers move, so it's a foul tip, and the count works full. And then again, the Red Sox won it 11-5. So there's your update across the organization. We'll take a look at the Carolina League. Salem tied for first in the North with Delmarva. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll end the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts by Michael Valera. This time out of full count. Sits down Lexer Seduig. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base. Bottom of the eighth coming up after this. Salem down 9. We've seen them go on some crazy runs before. Can they do the impossible? Juan Chacon, McCalvany, and Feliz on deck. Back after this. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Welcome back here on MILB TV. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you. 12-3, Lynchburg on top of Salem as we head to the bottom of the eighth here at Carilion Clinic Field. Magnus Ellerts maintains the mound once again for the Hillcats. He struck out the side in his first inning of work. One looking to swinging in the bottom of the seventh. Juan Chacon will get us going, the left fielder from Valera, Venezuela. Righty on righty matchup. Chacon with a pair of walks and a ground out today. First pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. And it's 0-1. 93. Again, Ellards can really throw topped out at about 96 in the last inning. Kicks and deals the 0-1. Swung on, lifted high into the gap out at a right center. This ball is dropped on the warning to Albert Feliz. A pair of singles with two RBIs and a looking strikeout today. 12-4, Hillcats lead. Ellerts with the first pitch. Below the knees and the count 1-0. Pitch. High and in. Pulled Feliz way off the plate. 93 on the fastball. Geez, that's a dangerous pitch. 2-0. Nobody on, one down. 8-run lead for Lynchburg. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball up and away. 3-0. Walks will help too. Three balls, no strikes, one down. 3-0 pitch on the way. Right over the plate on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball for the get-me-over strike. Drafted in the 25th round in 2019. Played at Clovis West High School in California. 21 years old. 2-2. Outside, and it's full. He's always been an under-the-radar type of guy. When he was being scouted, it was documented that growing up in the clubhouse with his dad, being around the ballpark, his mind just works a little bit different. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, chopped foul into left. Staying alive is Seamus. The game just comes a little bit easier to him. Been around the game so long since he was a little boy. Played in the Gulf Coast League in 2019 once high school was over. Played in Salem last year. Payoff pitch. Fouled away. Seamus still alive. Runner on first with one down. This is a massive at-bat. Seamus out of Fresno, California. How about this? Vice president of the ping pong club. Both when he was in high school and when he was at North Carolina. The ping pong club for the Tar Heels vice president, currently on the bump. Two balls, no strikes, runners on first and second. Here's the 2-0. Lifted high into the air, out into the gap of right center. Underneath it is Castro. Makes the catch for out number one on the first pitch to Jose Pastrana. Down here in the top of the ninth, Sox need some defense, then a whole lot of offense. Stands starting to thin as people take off for the night. Back to the top of the order with Nate Furman. He's got a pair of singles today. He's scored twice. 432. First pitch. Fastball. 93 miles an hour. Just inside and the count now 1-0. Still Michael Varela on the bump. The 1-0. Finds the zone on 93, and it's 1-1. Gave up a hit, but ended strong with two strikeouts back in the eighth. This is now his second inning of work. The 1-1. Fastball just outside, and the count now 2-1. Infield playing out. 12-4, Lynchburg on top with 14 hits today. The 2-1 pitch. Outside on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-1. Whole week of baseball here in Salem. Halfway to Halloween should be fun. I hope people wear costumes out to the ballpark. That would be something. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup. Made him go out in front for it. And it's even at 2-2. I was impressed with Valera in the eighth with those back-to-back strikeouts. From the belt, he winds and fires the 2-2. Swung on, wow! Brown lost his bat and flung it all the way into the Red Sox dugout on an emphatic strikeout. Going on, this one gets out of the hands of Mejia. Scooped up, thrown over to first. Bizarre. That ends the inning. 4-3 on the putout. Twice in that inning, a Hillcat lost the bat and flung it into a dugout. You don't see that every day. Bottom of the ninth coming up. One run of insurance put on by the Hillcats. Salem down 9, looking for magic. Back after this on MILB TV. Five hits today, not bad. Four runs on five hits. You're not in a bad position there. The 1-1 upstairs and away at 90 miles an hour. It's two balls and a strike. It's just that you can't give up 13 runs and 16 hits. That's what kills you with four errors. 2-1 to Rosario. Below the knees, 3-1. Showed comeback ability down 11-0 in that first game. Ended up losing 15-12. 3-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Missed on the 88-mile-an-hour two-seamer. It's full. On deck, Juan Chacon and Daniel McCalvany if we get there. Runner on first, one down, 13-4. Lynchburg on top. Foul tip on the payoff pitch. Stay at 3-2. Taking his one disengagement here is Rosario. Steps back into the batter's box. The payoff pitch. Swung on, popped out, foul, into right. Stay full at 3-2. Salem won the last series 4-2. Tied with Delmarva atop the North. Delmarva looks like they will also lose today. Payoff pitch again. High and in. Walk worked by Rosario. Runners on first and second now with one down. Ball and a pair of strikes. Now Salem down to their final strike tonight. 13-4, the lead for Lynchburg. Can they elongate the game at all? Sean Rapp in the stretch. Now from the belt. And the wind of the 1-2. Inside at the ankles, and it's even at 2-2.